Savitri, Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 6, Nirvana and the All-Negating Absolute, page 545. In that absolute stillness, bare and formidable, there was glimpsed an all-negating void supreme that claimed its mystic nihil sovereign right to cancel nature and deny the soul. Even the nude sense of self grew pale and thin, impersonal, signless, featureless, void of forms, a blank, pure consciousness had replaced the mind. Her spirit seemed the substance of a name, the world a pictured symbol drawn on self, a dream of images, a dream of sounds, built up the semblance of a universe, or lent to spirit the appearance of a world. This was self-seeing. In that intolerant hush, no notion and no concept could take shape. There was no sense to frame the figure of things. A sheer self-sight was there. No thought arose. Emotion slept deep down in the still heart, or lay buried in a cemetery of peace. All feelings seemed quiescent, calm or dead, as if the heartstrings rent could work no more, and joy and grief could never rise again. The heart beat on with an unconscious rhythm, but no response came from it, and no cry. Vain was the provocation of events. Nothing within answered an outside touch. No nerve was stirred, and no reaction rose. Yet still her body saw and moved and spoke. It understood without the aid of thought. It said whatever needed to be said. It did whatever needed to be done. There was no person there behind the act, no mind that chose or passed the fitting word. All wrought like an unerring apt machine. As if continuing old habitual turns and pushed by an old unexhausted force, the engine did the work for which it was made. Her consciousness looked on and took no part. All it upheld, in nothing had a share. There was no strong initiator will. An incoherence crossing a firm void slipped into an order of related chance. A pure perception was the only power that stood behind her action and her sight. If that retired, all objects would be extinct. Her private universe would cease to be. The house she had built with bricks of thought and sense in the beginning after the birth of space. This seeing was identical with the seen. It knew without knowledge all that could be known. It saw impartially the world go by. But in the same supine, unmoving glance, saw too its abysmal unreality. It watched the figure of the cosmic game, but the thought and inner life in forms seemed dead, abolished by her own collapse of thought. A hollow, physical shell persisted still. All seemed a brilliant shadow of itself, a cosmic film of scenes and images. The enduring mass and outline of the hills was a design sketched on a silent mind and held to a tremulous, false solidity by constant beats of visionary sight. the forest with its emerald multitudes, clothed with its show of hues, vague, empty space. A painting's colors hiding a surface void that flickered upon dissolution's edge. The blue heavens, an illusion of the eyes, roofed